Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Music of the Zeit. I'm told that is a Phantom of the Opera reference. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray. And here is what is trending this Wednesday afternoon. Sundar Pichai, who is the Alphabet CEO, Google's parent company, was the unlucky winner of the which tech CEO is going to be trending at the end of their grilling on Congress floor. And I think it was just he did the least convincing job of defending Alphabet and Google against accusations that were being leveled against them, which are basically that they're a monopoly.
Yeah.
Seems like monopoly is an old enough concept that Congress can get their mind around it. They don't need, they can't just have young Zuck walk in circles around them, making fun of them for not knowing that they're an ad-supported business.
Yeah.
They're like, you have 90% of the search engine market? Like, that's...
Yeah, but that's just because, like, we're the best, you know? It's like, I don't know, like, what do we do? Like, to turn people away? It's like, shit.
And they have over 30% of the digital
marketing
budget.
That's so fucked up and frightening. Like,
and then Facebook has 23%. So together they have over half of, just two companies have over half of all dollars spent online marketing wise.
Which is funny because if there are, like, you know, I'm not sure how much of the antitrust language, it's funny because Republicans will deploy that language because they don't like that they'll take down like Diamond and Silk, like misinformation posts and videos and be like, it's
right,
it's suppression of freedom of speech or whatever. But at the same time, like, if they wander into that, it's like, okay, so let me get this straight. You think it's immoral for a small group of, let's say people, to make it simple, a small group of people to own, like, you know, whole sections of the economy or a market or an industry, right? Okay, so then let's now look at our taxes. Can we keep that same energy now, same focus here? Now let's look over here where these, like, 15 families are running the board right now. Is that also okay, right? Or nah? All right, I lost you. I lost you with the at Monopoly.
Amazon paid $0 in taxes last year, despite $11 billion in profit.
So. But we're only like 3% of the global consumer game. And it's like, okay, nice defense, Zuck. Or Bezos or whatever. Whichever.
Yeah,
it was funny, even the buildup when they're like, it sounded like the like Watchmen or some shit, because they're like, and the world's richest man, Jeff Bezos, will also be testifying in front of Congress today. And I'm like, just having that descriptor, it was like so jarring, like, but said right. so seriously on the news. And you're like, right, the world's richest man ever goes yeah. to town.
Right. It's really, we live in such a dystopia. It's wild. Succession is trending. Matthew McFadden,
yeah,
is that his name?
Tom,
guy who plays Tom, who is British, I'm told.
Yeah. Who's really taking our jobs?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was up for that role, and
I know. I remember you were really
get past people not calling me Jack.
People don't realize this was maybe the first. Within the first year of us doing the show, I think people thought you were going to like New Jersey for a family thing, but really you were grinding on the like acting lab, like reading books, trying to work on your accent work. You bought new boat shoes just for the audition. I was like, I don't think they're going to see your feet. And you got really upset. And I was like, okay, fine. Get the new boat shoes. But yeah.
Yeah. To see it. It was my final demand was that they change the character's name to Jack, because every time they called me Tom, I just couldn't remember to look. And they wouldn't do it. So
they're like, that was Mr. O'Brien.
Deal breaker.
Oh yeah. Oh, go? You want me to go? Like, you should not be acting, sir. All right.
It's National Chicken Wing Day.
Oh, I love
How about
it.
That.
I love it. I've been watching the new Last Chance U. The new season of Last Chance U came out on Netflix recently. And one of the people on the show, one of the athletes, he works at a Wingstop. Had me thinking about wings. Now it's National Chicken Wing Day. People are still acting as if drums are worth eating. I mean, yeah, they're fine, but it's the flat,
had
baby.
This conversation with the missus yesterday.
It's the flats,
she was
baby.
I realized that she was eating all the drums. I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Although I do think that you changed my thinking on that. I think you taught me why flats are better, and I have
and
you gained an appreciation.
And just out of reciprocity, I taught you that because you taught me that I need to wash my legs. I didn't realize. So thank you.
Isn't that a white person thing, that white people don't wash their legs?
It's like started like that on the internet. And then people who listen to 420 Day Fiancé, I have a bit going where some people are actually convinced I don't wash my legs because I'm so deadpan about it. Because I'm just like, well, the water gets down there. So it's like, it's the issue. Exactly.
What's wrong?
Okay. Do you wash your dishes after you take them out of the dishwasher? It's like, it doesn't make sense. It's getting the soapy water in there.
That's right. Stand by it. Suburbs are trending. The story about Trump, just, you know, I mean, we're not dog whistling as a description of what he does needs to just be thrown away. It's just telling people he's running on the promise of upholding redlining, essentially.
Yeah. And don't worry. It's like, I won't burden you. Some language used of like, you won't be bothered by low income housing no more.
Yeah.
You shall be set free of the scourge of people that our government has failed to keep afloat. So,
it's
not dog whistling. It's like reminding me of like that one Simpsons bit where it was like old man yells at cloud, like, or something about Grandpa Simpson or something. It's like, or old man yells at cloud. It's like, that's what this is, like senile racist talking on TV again.
He's got an audience
who also happens to be president. So senile racist president, a man with entirely too much power at his fingertips, in control. What do we do?
And then Starbucks is trending. People think this might be it for Starbucks. There's an article. They had a 40% drop in sales in whatever the last quarter was that they reported. People think that, you know, they're just seeing, nobody wants to sit in common areas. And, you know, also people aren't driving to work. They're working from home. So there's not like you know, we're learning how to make our own coffee.
Right.
And yeah, it does seem like I don't know why you go to Starbucks at this point.
Right, because it was like people use it to punctuate their hellscape of a workday.
That's right.
It's like, dude, I cannot be in this fucking office. Let's go to get coffee, pizza, whatever that thing is relative to your office that you go to be like, we got to get the fuck out of here for like 20 minutes.
It's our smoke break now that we've learned smoking kills you.
Right. So now we'll just fucking triple slowly, down on caffeine.
Slowly destroy our heart.
Yeah. The thing, but, yeah, I also think they'll be safe purely because I see so many people clinging to that habitual trip to the Starbucks still months into locking down somewhat.
Interesting.
Like, because there are a few drive-through Starbucks I live by, and they're always, it's always going, it's just going down.
Yeah, the drive-through is for sure.
But I guess that's like the drive-through.
I guess they've converted, a bunch of their places to have drive-throughs where possible. The article made the argument that, but then like, what's to set them apart? Starbucks like created the communal workspace before WeWork,
right?
And yeah, I mean, I guess what my idea of Starbucks does not revolve around it being a community hub the way that their CEO claims it is.
Nah, but, it's a place you go for free Wi-Fi, and you know, and some unfortunate incidents, so they'll call the police on you because you're a person of color.
Free Wi-Fi, legal drugs. Mm-hmm. It's not shocking that people were fans for a while, but yeah, I think anytime you're looking at a product that is an addictive drug, it's usually you can go long on that one.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe that's to your point though. Empower yourself. Make your own home brew. You know what I mean? Free yourself of the shackles and get yourself some free trade, you know, and support a local coffee roaster, you know?
Yeah, like,
you know, shout out to Timeless Coffee who sent me some coffee. Maybe they'll send you some, Jack.
Not me.
Oh, yeah.
Timeless.
Oh, man. Up in Oakland. Because if he was on, that one day, if he was on and he was taking so long to record because he's hand grinding his coffee.
Right,
and we were like
right.
delayed by 20 minutes. That was from them. So shout out to them.
Well, time late.
Yeah.
As far as me,
I guess
concerned.
Getting his DMs.
Yeah. What's up, Timeless? I drink coffee.
I'm addicted to caffeine as well.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for this afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of our show. Until then, wash your hands, stay safe, stay inside, wear a mask, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, and don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye. Bye. Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.